Benji Rogers Wilson is a man who's just come skipping into this studio, and I'm going, yeah, because we've been chatting about this extraordinary adventure that he's on, or he's started on already. He's aiming to cycle and sail his way around the world, and it's a dream that so far has seen him get from Melbourne to Townsville on his bike and then sail across to Darwin. And he's here and he looks really, really happy. Is it great fun?
Yeah, it's been hard work, but it's pretty good fun.
Well, why are you doing it if it's hard work and it's only pretty good fun?
Oh, I've probably got 150 reasons for doing it, but the short answer would be to do something meaningful in life and escape the rat race.
Yeah? And are you going to, like, do jobs around the world or what?
Yeah, I'll probably have to work in various places. I'd say Japan and possibly Europe. Yeah, but because my route, it's impossible for me to know exactly what route I'll be taking.
So you've got no idea. It's sort of more like hitching a ride, is it?
Well, essentially, because I'm trying to get around the world using zero emissions, in other words, no planes, buses, trains, etc., it means I have to rely on yachts to get across the ocean. And because I'm relying on yachts, it's impossible for me to know where I'm going to get yachts from, where I'm going to be sailing to. And that will change my journey as I go, yeah.
So it's primarily to draw attention, you know, it's adventure, but it's also to draw attention to us learning how to get around without polluting our atmosphere, is it?
Yeah, I suppose it has that environmental connection. I have an environmental charity that I'm raising money for. That's not really the reason I'm doing it, but it's, you know, it's for the challenge and to, I suppose, encourage others to, you know, if I can ride around the world, then others can ride their bike to work or...
Any time limit that you've set on it?
No, not really. Probably about 5 years. But again, that's conservative. It could be 7. Depends on how I go with finances and how long I need to stop.
When did you make this? When did this all sort of happen for you? Because it's a really wild and wonderful and sort of scary as well idea.
I think when I was about 4 years old, I knew that I was going to go off and do something huge one day, and the idea has changed a bit over the years. But I made the decision probably 4 years ago to cycle through Latin America, and that grew to all of the Americas. And then eventually I just thought, well, I may as well go around the world. Once I had that idea, I couldn't get it out of my head, and I just worked towards it and spent 12 months preparing.
Far out. And how are you going to stay alive? Have you saved up a fair bit?
I saved probably enough to do the first part of the journey. And then, I've probably got enough money to get me to either Japan comfortably or to Europe if I live really skinned.
Mm.
Yeah.
And are you going to hang around the sailing club and stuff like that to see if you can hitch a lift?
Yeah, I've already got it. I've already lined up a boat. And it took me 3 yachts to get from Townsville to here. I mean, my journey 2 months ago, I was on a boat heading towards the Solomon Islands, and I was on this boat for about 15 days, and the skipper turned out to be Captain Bligh, so I had to jump ship at Airlie Beach.
Really? What happened?
Oh, he just had tendencies towards aggression, and I decided I just couldn't go to sea with someone like that. So
or go to sleep.
You know, it was,
for that
it
matter.
Was pretty much elementary logic not to go out to sea with an aggressive person. So I had made the difficult decision to get off, and then I found another boat to Darwin, and then it took me 2 boats to get around to here. And about a week ago, I was on a boat going to Sri Lanka, and then that fell through. So now I'm heading up to Indonesia next week. Yeah.
Fantastic. Lovely to see you. And you do look very, very happy and free.
Yeah, I feel pretty good at the moment. Yeah, it's been a big challenge to get here. But now I've got this boat going to Indonesia, I feel like a lot of hard work's been done. I can enjoy the next stage of the journey.
And you've checked out the captain?
I've checked out the captain, yeah. So
captain,
I think
captain might be listening right now.
I think they're going to be fine, yeah.
Okay. Good on you, Benji. And keep in touch with us, will you? Have you got a phone?
I've got a website if anyone wants to follow me.
Yeah. What's that?
It's www.earthodyssey, one word, and that's odyssey.net. And people can contact me through there, and also they can follow my journey and have a look at the photos and read about all the misadventures.
How wonderful. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
That's Benji Rogers Wilson, who's cycling and sailing around the world. Oh, to be young and free. If you want to catch up with Benji, you can do that on www.earthodyssey.net, and we'll be following his progress and we'll be checking in on whether the captain is a pirate or a really nice bloke.